live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is Friday. It's the 25th of January 2008, and I'm John Stattmiller, hanging in there. How are you doing, James?
It's James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. And John, I love how this is rolling. You're gonna probably grind your teeth when you hear this, but don't worry. There's a resolution to this issue. But I just got off the phone with the LA Times reporter. Called me back. And they said this story's been submitted to the editors, and the editors are calling back the reporter who I spoke to, and they're saying, you know what, is there a little bit more Hollywood to this story? Can we get a little – is there any celebrity associated with this? Da-da-da-da. Yes, it's true. So point being is this story in its legitimacy – is not being, and this program, the legitimacy of it, has nothing to do with whether what I'm saying is right and whether it gets printed. We all know that there's a financial problem. What's going to get it printed is because there's a celebrity angle and Hollywood is involved. Can you believe that?
Yeah, because
yeah. But there we go. There we go. Everybody, what gets printed.
It's the Jerry Maguire. What is the one line out of Jerry Maguire that everybody remembers? That's the one that Tom Cruise did prior to jumping up and down on what's her name's couch.
Money.
Yeah. Show me the money. Well, what they're saying is show me the sizzle. We want this fancy dancing. We want a Hollywood connection here. We want stars to come out.
John, that will be taken care of in probably about 3 days, because I was hoping that the merit of the story, because it obviously is a national crisis. There's been movies on it, the credit card industry, what's happened, election, blah, 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 blah. That's not good enough. I need to have a picture of me with, like, you know, Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber at a coffee store talking about credit card debt or something like that. Then suddenly, or I'm sitting out with Oliver Stone, or I'm talking to Woody Harrelson, or I'm talking blah, 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 blah.
Here's the story.
That's what I'm going to do every day.
Here's the story. Tell them to run a picture of Ledger right next to yours and say that the reason why Ledger committed suicide is he knew how bad the economy was. Feed them one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what I did, John, is I live right very close to the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills. And right outside, the paparazzi is always out there for whoever. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to create it. I'm telling you first what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a spin, just like the all the old reporters used to do. That's what I'm going to do. And over the next 3 days, that's what I'm going to have to do, because that's the contingency.
You pulled that one off. You pulled that one off. Ron Paul needs some needs you on his campaign.
Yeah. Now that I heard that this morning, and the reporter was like apologizing to me. Well, you know, this is the way it is.
Yeah. Well, how much? How they want to get you 45 degrees into this? How deep do they want you to go into this?
Well, what I'm going to ask for from you is I need some press passes. Number one, I need that taken care of, and the other stuff we'll talk about after the break.
All righty then. That means I've got to make them up and get them to you by when?
Whenever you can. Don't kill yourself. But
well, I'm dying on the air right now. I'm extremely sick, but you told me you had food poisoning yesterday, so I'm not going to give you a one-upmanship on me. I will expire on air today with you.
All right.
Folks, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Don't we have any, I'm a starlet. Why don't you interview me? Why don't you tell that reporter from LA Times to interview me?
Oh, I've already mentioned you. She's like, "Well, okay, this is what you need to do." And da, da, da. I'm calling it in. The whole thing is like, the story and what it is important enough to be printed. It doesn't need me hanging out with Hugh Hefner at the mansion, partying on some night, talking about
credit card debt. Do you know Hugh?
I can get to him.
Well, get to him. Take a picture with him, and then tell him, "Hey, this guy's down with it too." Look,
right.
You know what they're asking you to do? They're not willing to run with a story that's got so much meat hanging on the bones it would make a pack of wolves slaver. No, right. That's not good enough. We got to bring in the celeb to try to tone this thing down a little bit. And you know, this is what happens. I am shocked and amazed that we don't have any Hollywood starlets out there that are willing to come forth. And do this. What do they need?
It's
another
too
Charlie
scary
Sheen?
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, let's kill off Charlie Sheen's career and let's have him do this one.
Right. There we go. Right.
You know, he took a hit on with the 9/11 deal. You know.
Right.
Hey, Charlie, would you like to commit suicide today? Come on over here.
Right.
Get interviewed
right.
by the LA Times. Yeah. Here's the deal. Last night, on the debate on MSNBC. Now, this is the field has been narrowed. Mr. Thompson has dropped out. I heard he's got a contract for a new TV series, playing an actor, playing something else. I don't know. But here was the amount of questions that were asked last night, and here's the breakdown. Mr. Huckleberry got 8 questions. Mr. Giuliani, which for all intents and purposes is dead on arrival in Florida. Mr. McCain got 10. Mr. Romney got 12. You want to take a guess how many Ron Paul got?
1.
5. 5.
Ooh.
Now, when the candidates were asked to ask other candidates questions, no one asked Dr. Paul anything. No follow-up on Dr. Paul, the 30-second follow-ups, no follow-up by the the Inquisition team that was on hand last night. They showed every other candidate afterwards and discussed their answers ad nauseum for quite some time. They had some congresswoman on that said that there was not a candidate on tonight that would get us out of the war. Excuse me. They also lied by saying that all the candidates tonight support Bush's new economic plan about giving people money and the rest of it. And Ron Paul does not support the stimulus package. I know that he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And they're painting him with this picture that everybody agreed. They have sunk to the point, James, of eliminating in a debate, for all intents and purposes, with the amount of time that they give them via questioning, via the coverage afterwards. They're eliminating him. They're painting false pictures that all of these candidates agree. If I were Ron Paul, I mean, and this happened afterwards, but on the next debate, I would have said, you know, I'm not down with these people here. And the only question during the politicians get to ask the other politicians questions. Nobody asked Mr. Paul any questions, but he did ask one of Mr. Rudy Giuliani. And I am here to tell you, James, that this went over everybody's head. It went over like one of the Ron Paul blimps. He asked Mr. Giuliani if he would do away with the plunge protection team. And he stood there and stammered and yammered, never directly answered his question. And everybody's sitting in that audience watching Mr. Paul and watching Mr. Giuliani and going, okay, where's the beef? Wait a minute. I didn't understand the question. And if you don't understand the question, then a babbling, nonsensical, pretzel logic question is going to sound like just another political question, which it was. And I am here to say something here, and I'm probably going to live to regret this, but this guy needs some coaching.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
First thing I tell him is go to the SAG Awards tonight, hang out with the girls, bring your wife, get everybody there, get all this paparazzi all over you. I'm watching this unfold, and you know, you've talked to people on the phone, I've talked to people on the phone, people are calling here, oh, Ron Paul. Like, he's got to change the whole strategy completely. It's not working.
It's not working because he's looking disjointed, disassociated. Even though that the answers that he's giving, I am understanding every single word he's saying. But 90% of the deadheads out there are not getting any of this.
Right. It's a different language.
He's
not communicating the right way.
Excuse me, but you mentioned the United States is $60 trillion in the hole during a debate, and the vaunted inquisitors don't even afford the luxury of a 30-second follow-up. Even to say to Mr. Ron Paul, you know, you're kind of kooky. What the heck did you mean by that statement?
Mm-hmm.
He needs somebody to coach him during
this
debates.
Yeah, I mean, even little things like, okay, if you're going to talk about numbers, Ron, when you say 60 trillion, change your tonality, change your speed, and say it slower. $60 trillion. Then go back to the regular speed. So everybody will slow down and they'll hear that. I mean, because a lot of things I agree with you. When he says stuff, it goes straight over people's heads.
Well, I'm going to verify this. I did hear a story. Bear with me while I dial this up. That last night's debate, Mr. Romney finished 41% and Ron Paul finished 40%, but I heard that it flipped this morning. And I will find that out right now.
Is that according to whom?
That was according to a caller on another radio network that has been tracking this. Let me go to MSNBC while I'm surfing. Talk.
Yes. Okay, so the other thing is I would say that while I was having my little bouts of food poisoning, switching on talk radio in L.A., what are they talking about? The money. And one of the most popular talk shows out here was actually going over the credit card situation and telling a caller what to do. And I'm like, either this guy just doesn't know at all, which I don't think he does, or, you know, he's worried about his corporate sponsors or whatever. But I'm saying these guys are, I mean, it's paid disinformation. I mean, a lot of the topics out here obviously are the elections, but most of it's finance. And you've got these talk show hosts that aren't discussing the facts, are not getting into the legitimacy of the Federal Reserve, are not even – nobody wants to talk about the real money except here, of course. I will always talk about the legitimacy of it. But I listened to it yesterday, and some of the callers calling in. I mean, he has – this particular talk show has a young demographic. He's national. He has a specific niche that he's associated with, and then suddenly it becomes, you know, his whole audience is between like 18 to 35. They're all calling in with their credit card issues, and he's not an expert in that. He doesn't even know what he's talking about in that area. And then I got some call this morning regarding Susie Orman going on the air and telling everybody you got to get four jobs and you need to consolidate this and switch this and change this car to here and pay it off with this and da 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 da. All of that, everybody, it's just not true. It is not true what they're telling you at all. They're leaving out big pieces of information. If one of our listeners said, hey, I'm going to come visit you in James in L.A., can you show me around? I said, I won't be able to, but here's the map. And I leave out 100 pages of the map. You're not going to be able to find much because I've left out pieces of vital information. The vital information that is important to you guys and your money and your future and everything like that is being left out. So those of you that are dealing and have unsecured debts that you cannot seem to get a handle of, you can contact me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or you may dial the following number and listen to what I'm talking about, how it works and what it means to you. Go to 888-213-7655. What that is, it's a 12-minute overview about Brad Daly, court mediation services, what he does, and how he gets rid of those issues with your credit card debt or any unsecured debt, medical issues, medical bills, things that are in collection, international credit card debt. Yes, he does take care of that as well. All of those things need to be addressed by you now, because I know all of you are going to start voting and getting ready to prepare and all that other stuff. But you can vote with yourself by giving a clear and distinct message to your creditors that we've had enough. And by joining this program, you're not only voting and doing the right thing for yourself, but you're actually, when I've mentioned this before, I said when you're getting rid of your alleged credit card debt, you're actually altering the bank's policies when it's done in mass, because then they have to start paying attention to the numbers, and it trickles down because the law firms, collection agencies, and all the people associated with collecting debt who that really doesn't exist then have to think again, how are they going to make their money? Because, again, the more people that are informed, the better all of us will do. And for people, if you're getting a hold of me saying that you have money and you have contacts to put Ron Paul into office and that's what you want to do, you've got to authenticate that. You cannot call me or email me and say, I've got a check, because you must understand that John and I are taking a lot of calls. We have to find out who people are. We have to find out who they're working for. We don't know. You know, the political game right now is the most crucial time ever, and there's a lot of games being played. There's a lot of people being set up. I don't trust entirely the political process at all, and I think that you have to legitimize who you are so that I can do the right thing and get you to the right person. I just heard that in Los Angeles here, there's been questions about whether or not the political campaign can be saved with Ron Paul quietly through the Hollywood connections. I don't know. John and I are probably going to get a little bit more about Ron Paul and the election process
and
coming up right after this.
And I will give you, if we got a drum roll, I'll give you the results off the MSNBC poll last night.
Right on.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back. I don't do drugs, man, but I'm getting some hellacious head rushes here. I am getting what everybody else is getting out there. One of our secretaries here has been out the entire week.
Wow.
Yeah, and my wife, God bless her, she says to me last night, she says, well, everybody's getting sick. You need to take some zinc and drink some echinacea tea and take some vitamins. And
right.
Well, and lo and behold, you know, you married men out there, when the woman looks at you and gives you that scornful look like, well, you should have done what I told you to do last night. So what did she do? When I come in this morning, that's exactly what I got from the lovely wife. And I looked at her and I says, you do not understand diseases. If I've got a virus in my body, it's been incubating from 48 to 72 hours. I could have eaten a brick full of zinc. I could have drank a tank full of echinacea tea, and I could have eaten Freddie Flintstone vitamins until my feet looked like his, and my skin was a color of a Flintstone chewable vitamin. It would not have helped.
Right.
But she's
intention, though. She means well.
Well, she's a mother. You know, women have this tendency, and it's right to try to look out after their men, and I appreciate that. It's just that it doesn't help when somebody says, I told you so, and you feel like you're on death's door. But that's just me. At any rate, here is the results from last night's MSNBC poll.
Okay.
Last night it was Mitt Romney, 41%, Ron Paul 40%. Well, it did a little flip-flop this morning. It was Ron Paul 42%, Mitt Romney 40%, and they were just gushing all over the place that Mitt Romney delivered one of his best presentations, and that Mitt Romney this, Mitt Romney that. In the meantime, folks, I'll tell you one thing. I do believe with about a 90% certainty that Ron Paul is probably going to run independent. And I think that announcement will be made after February 5th. Because this guy is not getting a fair shake from anybody. Rome is burning.
Yes.
You know, he's being treated.
Time to rethink the whole thing now, okay? If that's going to be the case,
yep.
You've got to sit down with some of the best minds you can get and understand how to use the media, understand language, understand the way to reach people in new ways that nobody else has thought of. The whole thing has got to be rethought out because, I scan the news stations and I'm looking specifically for Ron Paul stuff and it's just not there. They just will not give him a fair shake.
No, they will not. And they will not. They're going to continue to freeze this guy out because I am convinced that word has come from down on high. Because you couldn't have three different networks doing the exact same thing to this guy. Ignoring him. Mm-hmm. Poking fun at him. ABC, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I am not a violent man, but if I would have had means of weapons of mass distraction or destruction,
right.
I would have just absolutely creamed those characters. And nobody is taking him seriously. I mean, we played the Ben Bernanke clip yesterday.
Right. That right there. I mean, come on. Come on. Has any of the other candidates gone head-to-head with that guy before and nailed him to a cross?
There might be, James, there might be a method to this madness and his strategy. Because he's got enough money to go the whole distance. And then rather than let the field narrow down, rather than get out there, you know, and if I were him, I'd be stomping up and down on the floor telling people, hey, look, let me give you a little history here of the Federal Reserve and how this fiat currency has destroyed our country. Gee, can I do this in 90 seconds or less? I think that I possibly could make a dent where at least would deserve a follow-up question. But he is speaking in terms, and this is the way the man thinks. I mean, he's a doctor, folks. Have you ever met an illogical doctor? If you did, I guarantee you would never go back to him, or he probably wouldn't maintain his license for very long, because if he's illogical, chances are he's going to make some serious mistakes to get himself sued. Well, Ron Paul needs to take a look at this and go, you know what? I'm in this for the long term. I hope there's a strategy there, but he needs to make his positions clearer. And I'm telling you, James, last night when he asked that question of Rudy Giuliani, I knew exactly what he's talking about. But most of the people, and I would almost say the Ron Paul supporters there probably did know this, but and the politicians knew exactly what he's talking about. There was no follow-up questions from the inquisitors there, and 90%, 98% of the people sitting in that audience didn't have a clue as to what Mr. Ron Paul was talking about. And what he was saying was that when this stock market gets in trouble, and he asked Giuliani this. He says, are you going to maintain that plunge protection team? He used the official version. He didn't say plunge protection. But he says, would you still support that? And Giuliani looked a little taken aback there for a second, and he kept shifting his eyes left to right, and he gave an answer that I didn't even understand any of the verbiage or phraseology that he used when he responded to Dr. Paul's question. So he's going to have the time to get down and dirty, but I'm telling you what, he's got to start pulling the plug, and I don't give a tinker's damn if he's only asked five questions. I would take one question that was asked of me, and I would just do a continuation. First, I'd make a stink about how much FaceTime I'm getting, how many relevant questions I'm getting, and I'm going to say, you know what? You people are rigging this thing. It's been done on MSNBC. It's been done on NBC. It's been done on ABC. It's been done on Fox. It's been done on CNN. So here's my deal, and I'm running for president here, and I'm going to take all my allotted time, and I'm going to explain from beginning to end one issue. You don't like that? Tough beans.
Mm-hmm.
Do I sound a little angry today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
You're purging.
Yes, I am purging. I'll glisten while we're off the air. We'll be back right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Well, it was said that at post-debate last night on MSNBC that Ron Paul was supporting the Iraq war, which he did not do. And oh, no. He's not in support.
Oh, man.
He's not in support of the comprehensive tax rebate deal with some cash thrown in. He's not in support of that either.
It's interesting that everybody else, the candidates, they're actors. They're acting. Ron is running, and his message is the truth. But he's not acting.
No, he's not.
And that's not working.
No, and
it's not resonating because either one, there hasn't been enough of an emotional field associated with him mm-hmm. and what needs to happen. That's number one. So he comes off, it's very matter-of-fact, very doctor, precise, correct, like that. But he's not acting, and he's telling the truth, and that's not getting any coverage on – the truth isn't good enough. We've got to sprinkle some candy around it, glitz it out a little bit. Then – it's like I always want to ask people, because people ask me, so, well, did you know about the Heath Ledger story? Do you know? And I'm like, no, I didn't know the dude, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't know the guy. I know who he was. Why is that getting more coverage than Ron Paul? As a nation, as consumers, as the food and garbage that we eat, why him, who really wasn't a huge name, and it happens all the time. That gets more coverage.
Well,
than other
it
things.
Was tragic.
Why do we care?
It, no, right? Yeah. They care. They care for one reason.
I know you know, John, but
yeah, they care for one reason. They're going to do anything to emotionally get to you. The tragedy of Mr. Ledger and his young age, and he was an up-and-coming star. And you know what? All that may be true. But what the hell does it have to do with the price of the commodities on Chicago Exchange today? Nothing.
Right, right.
And
right.
They do this as an emotional type of thing to get you drawn into it. I've been watching the news the last couple of days just channel surfing. And when they do their comeback out of the top of the hour, and here's the top news stories. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, so where's the news? Where is the news?
The news is the ticker at the very bottom that's two sentences.
Yeah,
that's
in the meantime, the you're distracted by the women sitting there with their legs crossed, with their dresses hiked up just enough. You know, and little distractions and screen wipes and, you know, splashy colors and everything else. Folks, I'm beginning to think that there has been a dumb bomb dropped on America, that people are so damn stupid and confused, they don't know nothing from anything.
Yeah, it's total confusion. It is. His message isn't reaching because of his delivery. His delivery is that's the issue. If he changes his delivery and does some alterations, he'll get through. But he's not, because I've watched him a couple times. He has a whole different air about him than anybody else up there because they're
like
acting.
It's like walking into a doctor's office and seeing your doctor. Does your doctor do a song and dance for you? Does he
right.
does he do a 10-minute
exactly.
political monologue? And,
right.
and look at you and go, hey, did you buy it? Did you buy it? No, I mean, this guy's a real guy. That's the problem. He is in a tank of sharks that are politicians, that are well-versed in being slick, being evasive.
He's walked on a movie set, basically, and he doesn't know how to act. That's
there you
the
go.
Problem.
You couldn't have
he
said
showed
it better.
Up. You've got a bunch of actors. This is show business. It's all about show business. This is the television image. And he's walked in. And it's not he's not been conditioned or trained to deal with that type of media reality because I'm sure, I mean, he's dealt with media before, but that's different than doing an election and trying to get into office.
Well, let me give you Ron Paul's comprehensive economic revitalization plan. Not this Band-Aid that Congress, the Democrats, and the Republicans, I'm telling you what, they're both jumping on board with this thing because, I mean, literally, folks, do you know what I mean when I say whistling through the graveyard? Do you remember when you were a kid that you swore that there was a boogeyman under your bed or that was in the closet?
Right.
So what did you do? You pulled the covers over your head. That's what you did. Or you asked your mother to leave the hall light on and leave the door cracked. Or maybe you were scared enough that mom would leave on the end table there, she would turn the light on and leave it on and turn it off after you went to sleep. Mm-hmm. That's what these people are doing there, whistling through the graveyard. And they do not want to be exposed because I've said this before and it's worth repeating that every one of these assembled Congresses that knew that the Federal Reserve System was not constitutional, it was not legal, and did nothing to repeal that act, they are just as guilty and culpable. Why do I say that? Because the position they are in, they're congressmen, they're senators, they raise their right hand, and public affirmation to uphold the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes them liable.
Right.
Right. Now, here's the
Hey, look, if it was anybody else like us, the public, and we were doing that, we'd be in jail so fast. We'd have so many problems.
Here's the four-point plan. Tax reform, spending reform, monetary policy reform, and regulatory reform. I'll go through these points quickly. On the tax reform, eliminate taxes on dividends and savings. The basis of capitalism is savings, and Americans who do so should be rewarded. Repeal the death tax. Attacking small businesses and breaking up family farms smothers growth and kills jobs. Cut taxes for working seniors. The ones out there right now that are on fixed incomes, on Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, and somehow they just can't make their budget meet to the end of the month. And literally, and I'm not joking about this, folks, it sounds a little glib, but it's not, whether to heat or eat. And I'm not joking about this. So what's this little economic stimulus package going to do? It's going to give them a higher brand of doggy food. They won't have to eat the generic kind. They can eat Alpo now. Mm-hmm. Cut taxes for working seniors, grandmothers, and grandfathers working to make ends meet should keep all of the fruits of their labor. Now, there's an idea. Eliminate taxes on Social Security benefits. That money belongs to seniors, not the government. They paid into the system for an entire lifetime, and they should be free to spend every penny as they see fit. Mm-hmm. Accelerate depreciation on investment. We need to help companies grow and create jobs. Eliminate taxes on capital gains. Investment should be embraced and rewarded. Eliminate taxes on tips. The single parents and working students who earn their income chiefly through tips deserve to keep all their money. This tax on eliminated income, or estimated, income is unfair and should be ended. Support the Mortgage Cancellation Relief Act. Working families who lost their homes should not be punished a second time with a big IRS bill. So in other words, you want to stimulate somebody, you want to give them a breath of relief, their keisters are flat on the ground, give them a break. Mm-hmm. Call the dogs you've sicked off, call the IRS. Call the dogs off. Spending reform. Reduce overseas military commitments. Our bases and troops should be on our soil, not all these hundreds of bases around the world. Monetary freeze non-defense, non-entitlement spending at current levels. That's the spending reform. Monetary policy reform. Televised federal open market committee meetings. Let's see what the Fed boys are really saying. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to happen because, you know what? There's never been an audit on the Federal Reserve in almost 100 years of existence inside this country.
Right. How dare you? Yes. How dare you
expand
do that?
Transparency and accountability at the Federal Reserve. Return value to our money. Legalize gold and silver as a competing currency. Regulatory reform. Repeal Sarbanes-Oxley. It has seriously wounded our capital markets and helped make the UK a financial center at our expense. And repeal or remove costly and unnecessary federal regulations. Neighbors know best how to help their neighbors. I mean, this is just simple stuff, but it is stuff that makes sense. But I'll tell you what, I'm getting frustrated. I'm going to get in an airplane.
Like,
I'm
why?
Going to parachute out of an airplane at Lake Jackson. I'm going to on Ron Paul's door and say, "Hey!" No, actually, yeah, I'm picking on him, but that's actually being done. So
I know that. I know that, and I know I expect a major kind of reframe of what he's been doing, because I think he is starting to talk to people that understand media, and he's got the full opportunity to do so. And I think, like, if I were to put, hey, Ron, I want you to come talk to somebody, Mitt Romney, watch how this guy does this thing. It's totally fake, but
yeah.
Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Watch how he delivers, what should he wears, how the trigger lines he uses, da-da-da-da, all that stuff.
So look at that little angelic, wide-eyed look and expression on his face last night. You would swear that Mitt Romney never committed a sin in his entire life.
Exactly.
I'm telling
there you.
You
go. There you go. That's part of the show.
That's right.
That's part of the show. That's because right. Who we talking to, we're talking to a TV land audience that has been completely conditioned with the TV entity. I mean, a lot of people do not understand that most celebrities are celebrated, and then there's stars, and then the people that actually make the most impact are the people that have the most emotional, interaction when they were initially brought into the public. In other words, when people had the theatrical experience, they had a big experience, oh, they saw this actor, and then what happens is they take those feelings, they walk out of the theater, and then are influenced by those feelings when they're starting to see the pictures of their stars all over the place, and it causes triggers and reactions. All those things are designed and part of the machine. If you're going to run for the biggest office in the world, you've got to understand that is part of the issue. He doesn't have to lie, but he just has to change his delivery and style, and he will do just great.
Oh, you want to know why Mr. Giuliani is not going to win Florida? On my national intel program yesterday, I played about a nine-minute documentary that was done by the firefighters union in New York. It was done by police, retired police detectives, and lieutenants and captains within the various fire departments in New York. They hate Rudy Giuliani. Now, here's a flash for you, folks. We do not make this stuff up, okay? I want you to understand, whatever you're hearing that you consider to be outlandish, times that by 10, because I'm giving the softball approach to you. Rudy Giuliani, there was 121 firefighters that died in the North Tower on September 11, 2001, and absolutely zero New York Police Department personnel. You want to know the reason why? Back in 1994, the firefighters in New York, they needed communications, they needed radios. Why? Because they couldn't communicate with each other using these radios. What did Rudy Giuliani do? Took a no-bid contract, gave them new radios that were just as bad, if not worse, than the previous communications. And when the call went out 29 minutes before the North Tower collapsed in New York City on that September 11th day, not one fireman heard the call, abandon, get out of that building. 121 firefighters died because of this man. Now you tell me who needs to be president of the United States.
Yeah. They definitely, that will never be forgotten, I'm sure.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, let me do the follow-up on this, because this is going to be big down in Florida, and they're telling, we're not telling anybody who to vote for. We're telling you not to vote for Rudy Giuliani. When I first saw this thing, my first reaction to this was, this is a carefully laid plan here by a political opposition committee or a team of people to go in there and smear Rudy Giuliani so their man will come up a little bit. No, it's not the case, because they're not going and they're not supporting any other candidate. They're not supporting Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, Ron Paul, nobody. They are telling people not to vote for Rudy Giuliani. He is no hero of 9/11. And the sad part about this, and Sally Regenhardt, she was on that clip that I played yesterday. Her husband died. It was a firefighter. Her husband died in that North Tower. And Sally Renegade, whose son, not her husband, her son, a firefighter, Christian Renegade, died in the tower's collapse. The Firefighters National Labor Union and a group of September 11th families brought the rally to Florida because the state figures prominently in Giuliani's big state primary. And they're down there. They are angry. They are just, they're seething because this man has been using 9/11 as one of his ploys that I can handle the job. Look how well I handled 9/11. I'm going to tell you something else. That $200 million in gold, once they recovered that from the 9/11 Ground Zero site, do you know what they did with the remaining firefighters that are in that rubble? They scooped them up like so much garbage and threw them in a dump. That's when the recovery operations for those firefighters stopped. I'm telling you, this guy, you can't get any more political on the insensitivity level. That he's got a minus 100. This is not a human being, folks. This is a cold, shrewd politician, and there he is. Up on the stage.
Very shrewd.
And
yes,
he doesn't even deserve to be in the shadow of Ron Paul. But here again, the media is not covering this any more than they covered the protest. And I mean massive protests in New York against Rudy Giuliani. They hate this guy.
But here it doesn't get any airplay.
It doesn't get any airplay because...
But that just tells you the power of the TV.
That's
does.
I'll tell you what. Let's go to the phones. Who do I have here? Caller, I don't have you on my screen. Go ahead.
Hello, it's me, Heather, from Oregon.
Yes.
Hey, Heather.
Hi. I enjoy listening to you guys. Lots of good information. And I've been thinking about the Ron Paul thing and... You know, I keep flashing back a little bit to the Ross Perot.
Huh.
I mean, that guy was always, like, not presidential, as they used to say, but the people got the message because he made it so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd really like to see him more in a one-on-one with the audience because he comes across, everybody always compliments how he comes across in person, and that just doesn't translate in these debates. But the big thing is, just like in sales, it's not the features, it's the benefit.
That's right.
And his message has to be translated into the benefits that people will understand.
And Heather, he's got an added advantage to this because the other people have no substance.
Right.
You know, if you're going to talk about issues, and this is what every political campaign does, they get the pulse of the people, what they're most angry about, what they're most anxious about, and then they get up there and they talk about it. But there has not been any solutions. What
right.
it keeps coming back to is the war in Iraq, and we need to stay the course, and all the questions, were you in support of George Bush? Did you vote for the war in Iraq? It's all based around that. And Ron Paul has said this, and he's got to get more specific about it when he talks about, we need to bring all of our troops home. John McCain last night actually said that these troops stationed around the world, well, you know, they're there keeping the world's peace. I was in Germany in the military. I was in the army. We weren't saving the Germans from anybody. And our troops have been stationed there since the end of World War II. Hold on, Heather. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Bruce in Canada. Bruce, you're up next.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
May you live in interesting times.
You're not Chinese living in Canada, are you?
No.
That's an old Chinese curse.
have a question. Oh, first thing, if I can make a comment. I phoned in and talked to Robbie on the flip side a couple of weeks ago, and I got discussing. I had seen Ron Paul being on CNN, and he was at a restaurant with a bunch of people, and I forget which primary it was around, and they were asking him all kinds of folksy questions, like showing pictures of his family and everything else like that. And I made a comment to Robbie that the guy doesn't look presidential. He was like giggling and talking about how he likes to bicycle ride and all this stuff. And I said he needs to be packaged better. He just looks like somebody's grandfather or something sitting there, and it's like he doesn't carry this authority, even though he's got all the information, et cetera, you know?
That has been the problem, and that's what we have been discussing ad nauseum. And people are getting real skittish about this guy. You know, he doesn't talk about 9/11, or he doesn't do this, or he doesn't do that. Okay, classified, if you're working in Washington, D.C., and you're elected congressman or senator, you're a politician. But gone is the measure of what we used to say versus a politician versus a statesman. This guy is a statesman. He is a true representative. He is doing the job that these people down here in Texas elected him to do. And he is doing it he's doing it perfectly. There's no fault that I can see in this guy. So, you know, you're right. Bruce, you're absolutely right. I mean, some people are saying that he needs to show more of the human side, but
he's got to create an emotion now. This is show business.
Yeah.
But he's got to be packaged better.
And he's rejected outright that he doesn't want to be pushed around, or he doesn't want to be handled or whatever. That's going to change. That will change because
it's going to change because people will make decisions. It'll start spinning stuff that he may not like in different ways and creating an image that he's not in control of. He needs to be the personal projection from himself, designed by himself, that's approved by himself, so the other people just don't make it up, and then, you know, then it's damaging.
And, Bruce, if you notice, during all these debates, the only time that he was really attacked by the other candidates was from John McCain on his issue of foreign policy. When John McCain rolled his eyes and the camera was on him and he kind of cocked his head back and as if to say, Ron Paul, you don't know anything of what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree with that. But you never even see the camera on Ron Paul, hardly at all. I mean, nobody knows who he is. They don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Listen, another question, if I might. John, you were mentioning that you've got some heavy money coming in, not only the Ron Paul campaign, if they can get things organized behind the scenes, but also to Republic to take the station or the network nationwide on a larger scale. Is that correct?
A very large scale, yes.
Okay. I'm thinking, how about a couple of just a suggestion? What about a 15-minute daily slot with Ron Paul where he's covering these things and billboards all over the place, if he's got the money, saying, do you want slick or do you want real? Dial into Republic Broadcasting at this station at this time.
Yeah.
15 minutes every day on, you know, Federal Reserve, the financial, et cetera. But, like, just plaster billboards everywhere and then advertising.
Well, here is the problem. The problem is that we put this thing together and it's not going to be of any use before Super Tuesday, February 5th.
Okay.
This is going to be a long-term thing. The people that I've talked to are still interested in supporting him, and I think after that February Super Tuesday, you're going to see Ron Paul make a decision about third party. If that's going to be the case, then this is a long-haul campaign. We still have 6 months with it, and you'll see many, many differences.
Lots of changes.
Lots of changes. Bruce, we're out of time. Thanks for your call, my friend.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. All right. Jim, check your email. I emailed you back.
Oh, great. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you Monday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go crawl in my rabbit hole and be sick for a couple days, and we'll be back
with
you.
All right, hope you feel better.
Thank you, sir.
I will have some news for you on Monday for sure.
All righty. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you Monday on Cashflow. James Martinez, John Statmiller.